So, you know how some ads just seem to get you? Like they're reading your mind about what's bugging you? Today, we're diving into problem-solution ads, one of the most persuasive formats in DTC advertising. And I've got someone here who's been deep in this world. Welcome!
Thanks for having me. Yeah, problem-solution ads really do feel like they're speaking directly to you. And there's actually a reason for that. They start by meeting people where they already are emotionally. You're leading with the pain, making it feel urgent. And only then do you introduce the product as the way out.
Right. So it's all about that emotional journey. Can you walk us through what that actually looks like in practice?
Absolutely. Effective problem-solution ads follow a four-phase structure: hook, agitation, solution, and proof. Each phase has one job. The hook stops the scroll. It's got to make the right person think, "That's me." Then agitation expands on the problem, showing consequences and failed attempts. The solution enters naturally as the answer to that specific pain. And proof closes it out with credible numbers.
Interesting. So, what separates an ad that converts from one that just gets scrolled past?
Specificity. Hands down. From the problem you name to the numbers you cite to the outcomes in your testimonials, specificity is everything. Like, instead of saying thousands of happy customers, you say 4.8 stars across 12,000 reviews. That precision signals honesty.
Exactly. And I'm guessing that applies to how you name the problem, too?
Definitely. A hook like "struggling with your finances" targets no one. But "tired of being charged hidden fees every time you transfer money abroad" targets exactly the person most likely to buy. Specificity makes people feel seen. I actually learned this the hard way years ago when I ran an ad that said, "Sleep better tonight," and it totally flopped. Then I rewrote it to, "Stop waking up at 3 a.m. drenched in sweat," and conversions tripled.
Wow, that's a powerful lesson. Now let's talk about the agitation phase, because I feel like that's where a lot of people might stumble.
Yeah, agitation is often the weakest link. It's expansion, not repetition. You show the downstream cost of staying stuck: lost time, frustration, the workarounds that didn't work. A first-person pain hook works well here. Like, "I tried everything, and nothing worked until I found this." That validates the audience's own failed attempts before the product even appears.
So you're building tension before offering relief. How do you know when it's time to bring in the product?
Let the problem breathe. When the product does appear, introduce it as the specific answer to the specific problem you just agitated. Lead with what it fixes rather than what it is. So instead of, "This is our product," you say, "This is what finally stopped the 3 a.m. wake-ups." That emotional context is already built in.
That point about emotional context really sets up our next piece: common mistakes to avoid. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Creating winning problem-solution ads starts by understanding what's already working in your niche. Get Hooked gives you access to over 65 million real meta ads, so you can study converting problem angles and agitation strategies before you build your own with tools for video scripts, image ad templates, and ad cloning to help you test creatives faster. Stop guessing and start intelligent ad spending today. Check it out at gethooked.a.i.
Picking up on that emotional context we were just discussing, how do you handle the biggest mistakes marketers make with this format?
Great question. The most common mistake is introducing the product too early, before the audience has any emotional reason to care. Hold the reveal until the viewer is actively looking for an answer. A useful test: cover your product and ask whether the first 15 seconds stand alone as a compelling portrait of a real problem. If they do, your structure is sound.
I see. Go on.
Another big one is over-promising. The format creates an implicit contract. You've identified their pain, and you're promising a fix. Overclaiming breaks that contract the moment real-world experience doesn't match the ad. Frame your solution honestly. Something like, "This reduced my back pain from a daily 7 to a manageable 3 within 2 weeks," is more persuasive than, "Say goodbye to back pain forever," because it's believable.
Believability over hype. I love that. What if your product solves multiple problems? Can you address all of them in one ad?
Actually, no. If your product has 5 benefits, you have 5 ads. Cramming multiple pain points into one ad dilutes both the agitation and the solution. Create separate ads for each problem, each targeted at the customer segment most motivated by that specific pain point. Then let performance data tell you which combination drives your most profitable acquisition.
So, to everyone listening, if you're trying to do too much in one creative, you're probably doing too little for each audience. Now, you mentioned this framework has roots in direct response copywriting. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, this whole approach is based on the PAS formula: problem, agitate, solution. It's credited to Gary Bensavenga and has been a reliable structure in direct response marketing for decades. The reason it works is psychological. You delay the sales pitch until the audience is emotionally receptive. In other words, you lead with a feeling they already have, then build from there.
That's the magic, right? Meeting people where they are. Have you ever wondered why some ads feel like they were made just for you? That's PAS in action.
Exactly. And the format adapts across platforms too. Facebook and Instagram reward strong 3-second hooks. YouTube allows more room for the full 4-part structure. You adjust pacing and length, but the underlying narrative logic stays the same. Although, I will say that shorter formats can be tricky because you have to compress everything without losing impact.
Right. Like trying to fit a novel into a tweet. Good luck with that.
Exactly. But when you get it right, those 6-second bumper ads can be surprisingly powerful.
So versatile. Before we wrap, any final tips for marketers heading into 2026 with this format?
I'd say focus on specificity at every stage. Name the exact problem. Expand it with real consequences. Introduce the solution as the direct answer, and close with precise proof. And if you're testing at scale, study what's already converting in your niche before you write a single script. That shortens the distance between spotting a promising angle and having a testable ad in market.
Perfect. Thanks so much for breaking this down. This has been incredibly helpful for anyone looking to create ads that actually resonate.
My pleasure. Happy to